It was the Rough Riders and Sixers in Cheyenne last night for two huge conference games. In game one, Cheyenne got started early, got out to a 4-0 lead. But then Gillette fought back. Here's what happened in the end.
J-Man represents the tying run in the top of the sixth. Gillette down to their final five outs. Fieser rears back. The 1-2 hot shot up the middle to the right of the bag at second. And it squirts into center field for a base hit. Jason Fink crosses home plate and scores. Not far behind is Colson Cluck. He hits home plate with his left foot. Shouts out in jubilation. And the Rough Riders are within a run here at Powers Field in Cheyenne. A two-run single by Jamin Collada. Once upon a time, the Riders trailed 4-0. They've scored three straight, but they're down to their final out here in Cheyenne. Bowman the wind, rears back the 2-1. Riders trying to get a vestige of hope here as Cluck will fly it down the right field line. It loops out there to Lopez. He makes a nice running catch, straddling the chalk down the right field line, and that will end the game as the Cheyenne Sixers hang on to defeat the Gillette Rough Riders in game one of this doubleheader. Cheyenne wins it by a final score of 4-3.
In game two, Cheyenne posted six runs in the first and would cruise.
Cox's left arm, the 3-1 offering, and that is drilled towards left. Drop stepping is Cluck. If it's fair, it's gone. And that's a fair ball over the 340 sign. The leadoff man, Mason Tafoya, hits a two-run home run here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Cheyenne has things well in control here in game two of this doubleheader. They lead it 9-1. The Riders down to their final strike. Peterson, the lefty, here against McAnally. McAnally on a different gear right now. They set up outside corner. He rears back Cox's right arm. The 0-2 pitch. He got him looking with a darting four-seam fastball on the outer edge of the plate. And that will end the ball game.
A bright spot on the night was Corey Schilling for the Riders. Corey went 3-for-6 against two D1 dudes. First off, going 2-for-4 against Bradley Fieser, a Nebraska Cornhusker commit. And then 1-for-2 against Colter McAnally, a Utah Ute commit.
McAnally ready, rears back, and Corey drills this one towards deep left. Romero's going over, and it's going to bounce on the warning track underneath the sage green wall near the 340 sign. Seth Peterson racing around third, and the speedster crosses home plate with his long strides and scores, and the Rough Riders are on the board. It's 7-1. Corey Schilling continues his great night with an RBI double down the left field line.
So a nice night for Corey. In the aftermath, the Rough Riders are now 46-22 as they head to the postseason. They begin state Monday in Sheridan as they are the 2 seed. They'll open against Rock Springs.